Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
He's like, you want to get out of here like now? And she's like, yeah.
Shut up! Shut the up! What are you talking about?
Easy, Mike. Mike.
I see you taking a selfie of yourself, looking at your eyes, looking at your little red beard, looking at your little log making. You look like you're about to go cut wood type person. I'll tell you what you look like. Put your phone away. You look like I'll save you all the time and trouble, buddy. This is a boys only episode. We don't got time for your garbage. All right.
Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, and subscribing. If you are not subscribed yet, no, listen to me. If you are not subscribed yet, hit the subscribe button. We're growing at a rapid pace, and even though I look like we appreciate you listening to this episode, and you know it's going to be a wild episode today. We got boys only, and there's a lot to talk about. We have not had a boys only in a while. Feels good, I gotta be honest with you guys, and it feels good that you're not actually fired and you are still the co-host of Impulsive.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. The internet was ablaze yesterday. There was a lot of arguing going on. We had social media posts going out.
Yeah, people thought I actually fired you guys. It was because Spencer and Mac were both in Puerto Rico at the same time, and I was like, this is hilarious. Let's cause some noise. And also, listen, audience, I love y'all, but sometimes you got to be fucked with. Sometimes you got to get got, and some people bought into it. I'm just playing. It's a little ruse.
I had messages all day yesterday. Hey, Mike, what's it feel like to get kicked off the show?
Yeah.
You know what I said? Bitch, I am the show.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
But you probably know that by now. And I want to give you a message real quick, okay. Logan Paul.
Okay, right.
We've done close to 400 episodes together.
Sure.
You know, we've seen it all. We've had jokes, sad moments, ups and downs. What you did yesterday was unacceptable.
Oh, my God.
Okay? And I will say this. You will respect me. You will believe in me. But more than anything else...
Oh, you're taking the power back into your own hands? Oh, no. You're going to get naked? You're going to show me your dick as retribution?
You will.
What are you doing?
Acknowledge me.
No, this motherfucker. Oh, can't even.
Will acknowledge me.
Shut the fuck
on
up.
On this show.
Get your dick out of my face. You wore a Roman Reigns shirt.
That's
just
right.
To spite me. You're a real piece of shit,
listen,
Mark.
Buddy, you want to play games with your boys? Well, you'll learn again about who your real boys are, because now I am Team Roman Reigns.
It's really disappointing. I got a message too, Mike, from neighbor Susie.
What is it?
Just saw Mike is off your Impulsive show, and Mac and Spencer are on instead. You were always the star, and it always bugged me that Mike was trying to overshadow you in conversation. A disgusted emoji face. I didn't even respond, because I didn't know how to be like, Susie, you got. That was a joke. She's
wow, she did a hold back, huh? She didn't even wait to see if it was.
I know.
She just goes, "Hey Siri, text Logan Paul." How do you? First of all, two things I want to get off my chest. One, I'm just waiting for the day to get fired. Okay, like in real life.
Whoa.
I'm totally okay with it. I already have backups. My dad has a liquor store. I'm ready to go back. The second one is the fact that you probably practice taking your shirt off and
I
having it
up
takes
so
bad.
I realized that.
You having
it
sex
took a minute.
And talking shit to the girl. Just wait.
I'm going to fucking
button.
Oh, I'm going to get you so good. Man, I forgot how to use buttons.
I realized that. I should have been unbuttoning it as I delivered the rest, but I was. Neighbor Susie has always hated me.
Always.
She doesn't like me. And one,
is she still neighbor Susie? Because we're not next door to her.
What I'll say
she's
is
just
this.
Susie.
Neighbor Susie, I understand why you don't like me. She drives around in that Buick.
Yeah. Get her, Mike.
All day long.
Talk
I don't
shit.
Know where the hell she's going in that thing. She just drives up and down the street. And the only intent she has is to have a good, long-winded conversation. And I have done it. Susie, I want to take a moment to apologize to you. I did a terrible job. I always made believe I was going somewhere. I never had anywhere to go. I could have sat and talked to you about everything under the sun, dude. And yet I still vacated every time you rolled that 1997 Buick window down, and I regret it every fucking day now.
Well, you could be there for a while. And we got things to do, Mike.
We walked out of a mall once, like Mall of America, and this dude right in front of Mike, like not like he, Mike was all the way over there, like right in front of me, goes, "Hey, man, can I get a picture with just you?" And I go, "Yeah, okay." And I thought it was a joke. He goes, "Yeah, I don't want one with Mike." And I was like, "Oh, this is obviously
it." Does, no, it does.
Takes a picture, goes, "All right, man." And just fucking looks at Mike and then walks away. And I go, "Oh, wow, he really didn't like
Michael
you."
Is a favorite flavor of ice cream. He's some people's favorite flavor of ice cream. He's other people's worst flavor.
No, but it's one thing that I've noticed about this show. Every one of us has a separate fan group on the show. Some people love me.
Virgin Christians. Addict crackheads.
No, or like older people.
Cocky motherfuckers.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because we've all seen it. We've all had it happen. Like people are like, "Oh, I want a picture." "No, let's take a picture with the group." "No, I don't want a picture. I want a picture with..." So one thing I've realized is you got to just stay true to yourself. The people that fuck with you. And this is for all you guys watching this. The people that fuck with you, fuck with you. The people that don't, don't.
Yeah.
Don't cater your shit to anybody. Don't change anything that you're doing. We got a working system here. And these three hosts are staying on the show as long as I have anything to say about it.
Aw.
Cool.
Well, at least two of us.
I always feel like I'm replaceable.
No, I was talking about me, George. I was talking about me and you.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Fuck Logan.
I will walk from this episode.
Oh, what's going to happen? No NFT talk? No fucking... No. Oh, guys, this is what happened to me today. Super, like, I bet all of you guys deal with this. I had three models talking to me while I have all this boatload of money, and I'm trying to sell you guys on this NFT. This is everybody at home. Fuck you, dude. We're not relating to you at all. You know who they relate to? Middle America, Christian virgins.
Crack.
Middle Eastern, Middle America, Christian virgins.
Crackheads.
I will admit I'm becoming out of touch. I'm becoming more and more relatable, but it's an effort I'm trying to ground myself. And I think I've found some cheat codes to get back down to earth. I'm pretty grounded. I like to stay humble because I've been humbled. Speaking of humbled, Prime just launched these new stick packs.
Here we go.
No, it's actually, this is a big deal because this is the first product that isn't a beverage that we made. It's a powder. It's a stick pack on the go. The logo is Drink Your Prime Anytime. And I'm not just saying this because it's my company. I swear to God, this is 100% authentic. And it's a bold statement. But the Ice Pop Anyways...
Is that Ice Pop Anyways?
The Ice Pop powder pack stick is one of the best flavors of Prime we got. Potentially even maybe a little bit better than the Ice Pop. I am obsessed with this product. And you can take it anywhere, like airport, school, whatever you need. Put your Prime in a 16-ounce bottle of water, shake it up, drink it. It is so fucking good. 2 grams of sugar, 20 calories, and you'll stay hydrated. That's the end of my plug. So Deji's fighting Floyd Mayweather, huh?
What's the fucking deal with that? Okay, so like I just went and I just did this whole like, dude, I'm so proud of Deji. What the fuck is happening? Who bought tickets to this?
We're still proud of Deji. That hasn't changed.
No. Deji, in my eyes, just skyrocketed to fighting the best boxer in the world. But how did we get here? How did we get here, bro? When he was fighting Logan, I was kind of like, what's going on, dude? Why is this boxer fighting Logan? Now he's fighting Deji? Is he broke? Is Mayweather broke?
Are y'all new here?
Yeah.
Is he broke?
Yeah.
He's broke.
Yes.
That makes sense.
No, he's not. Jeff shaking his
yes,
head.
Yes, he
no,
is,
he's
Jeff.
Not
Jeff.
Broke.
Why is he doing these bullshit fights just to make money? Why don't you take a seat, manager Jeff, and tell us why Floyd Mayweather is taking random fights?
Let me ask you a question to lead him in. If you have a $100 million net worth and somebody offers you another 20, are you gonna say, "Nah, I got 100 already"?
No.
Okay. So what's the fucking question? Homie's taking the bags, and the Deji bag is a big one, buddy.
Let me tell you
is
something.
It?
Let me tell you something.
I don't know. Is it?
Dubai, yeah.
You're
probably another 20, 30, 40.
Yeah, why not take that Deji bag, bro?
Zero.
I was going to say, Deji's cut of this fight has...
Even if he pays him $700,000.
My guess was 2.5%. 2.5%.
Well,
put the mic closer to your mouth.
No percent.
You think Deji's doing this fight for free?
Would you? You said you would.
I did say that, but I didn't.
You didn't.
But essentially, I did because
you think he'll move off of Deji if Deji's like, no, I need a million.
How would you feel if Deji just busted him up?
He's gonna.
Just like, all you hear is the announcement, like, oh my God, look at all those right hands he's throwing. Like, and he's hitting you where it hurts. Like, he doesn't even use his hand. He's just fucking.
Mayweather's leaking the ball.
I got Deji in three.
You got Deji.
Deji's gonna KO Mayweather for sure.
Oh my God.
I don't know that he actually is doing it.
No.
Maybe he's good because we've sat with him.
No, I saw the flyer. It has to happen.
I saw the flyer. He got handed it. He was at the grocery store. Someone handed him a Deji Mayweather flyer.
You can't do that. It's illegal. You can't put something on a flyer and not let it happen.
We should do case action lawsuit.
I will say something. Floyd is very wishy-washy, as you know. And when I was hearing rumblings about this fight, I thought there's no way in hell this is going to happen. But then I did see that flyer that was handed to me at the grocery store.
It's true.
And I'm thinking it might happen. November 13th, KSI's low bro. Deji, who has had quite an arc at this point, now can add Floyd Mayweather to his resume. I mean,
bro, how does this happen? How does this happen, bro? Like,
started with, I thought it was
did, a joke. Did they offer it to KSI? And KSI's like, sorry, I'm doing this thing right now where I'm not fighting boxers.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Bro, if you think about it, Deji can single-handedly uproot the entire tier system of YouTube boxers with this one.
What do you mean? He did.
Like, no, stop. Think about this for a second. Mayweather sees some big titty roller skating white girl in the audience, takes his eyes off the prize for 1 second.
Roller skating.
Deji clocks this motherfucker, dude, straight in the jaw, and single-handedly, Deji moves above Jake Paul, above KSI, to be the king of the influencer boxing arena. You guys think it can't happen, but let me tell you something else.
David and Goliath.
I don't think any of this shit can or can't happen. Who are these people boxing?
Then guess
since when are you all boxers?
Guess
so
what?
Don't tell me something can or can't happen in this fucked up one day you're, yo, what's good, Logang? The next second you're beating up fucking award-winning championship boxers. There is no can't happen in this fucking world. Deji's got my money. Round four. Game over.
Also, Deji is that guy. I've met him a few times. Deji's the guy that you're like, I want him to win in everything.
Yeah, yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Everything he does. Like, you give him a hug and you're like, dude, take my money. Well, I don't need this money. You should have it.
Realistically, can I just bring us back to reality for 1 second?
Brack.
I will pay $10,000 to the person on this podcast who most accurately guesses how long and what happens in the Floyd Mayweather-Deji fight.
$10,000?
Predictions, anyone?
Breaking the bank. You're almost a billionaire off of this prime.
Hold on a second. Almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
That's a Greg Paul line.
Sure. Hey guys, $14 goes to the fucking winner of bro. What? Like who?
How much money you want, George?
Okay, here's one. It doesn't fucking happen. I don't know. They walk in and Deji goes, "Wait, I don't want to die in this ring," and then just doesn't.
Well, wait. It's an exhibition, correct?
Correct.
Same as yours.
Correct.
So they're not actively trying to kill each other. Like.
I would say that was happening in Logan's, that he was trying.
Well, some would say otherwise. Some would say that Floyd was not fighting. He could have put Logan away easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
I don't agree.
I was sitting there front row. I watched it after the first round, and I was like, second, third, fourth, he's trying. Then it got a little further, and I'm like, I don't want to lose to this, so maybe I'm just going to not go as hard.
I only go off of what I hear, and I heard Floyd Mayweather tell me that he guaranteed I would be knocked out on June 6th. That didn't happen. When you say something and it doesn't happen, you become discredited. Okay? Not so, balanced. What...
He just quoted that he said you came to the dance to...
To hug him.
No, to like train but not actually dance.
What? Listen, I'm not a dancer.
What does that even mean? I took ballet and I don't even know what that means.
They call boxing dancing, right? It's a dancing partner. So they said Logan was there to practice, not actually...
Practice what?
Really dance.
What's going to happen to Deji? I want some real predictions.
All right, I go... Bro, let me put it like this.
After that speech?
If no, it's not going to be another big speech. If Deji walks in there if there is no one in this world who can...
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Definitely predict that Deji is going to win that fight. Because if Deji wins that fight, that then discredits this entire initiative.
Sport. Yes,
this entire initiative of YouTubers becoming boxers. Because, bro, at what fucking point? It's like you got Zeus sitting in the fucking clouds with a lightning rod, and all of a sudden some fairy from Peter, no direct relationship to Edgy, of course, some fairy from Peter Pan with a fucking slingshot shoots a pea and kills Zeus. Homie, what's good? It's Floyd Money fucking Mayweather, dog. Logan was fighting for his life
in that ring. But here's the caveat. He fought this past weekend in Japan for a bag.
How'd that go?
Fought an MMA fighter. He got tapped up. His age is showing.
Sorry, he got what?
He got tapped up. He got hit in the face we've never seen Floyd Mayweather get hit in the face by a Japanese nobody MMA fighter. It is very obvious he is getting older in front of our eyes. Then he not finished him in round three, probably because he was like, oh,
yeah,
maybe I miscalculated how easy or hard I should go on this guy. Because we know Floyd. He wants to put on a show. Floyd is very smart, as much fun as we make of him. He's very smart, and he wants to put on a show, and he's a great entertainer. So I think he's going to go in there, feel Deji out, but I don't see this going past three rounds.
Yeah, I was gonna say my prediction is round three, Floyd Mayweather. Deji takes a knee, and they call the fight.
All right, my prediction. George. It's round four. He's sweating, bleeding his eyes shut.
Who?
Who's?
Deji.
Not. They're calling it before that.
No. Is it my prediction or yours? Eyes swollen shut, can't even see. But you know what happens? The ref, they go, could you see? And he guesses the right number. And they're like, let him fucking, let's go. And so finally his whole team's like, dude, you have to die in this ring. This is what we all live for. God. So he goes in there, and then all of a sudden he peeks through his one eye that he can see. He sees the headband. That's all he could see is the headband of KSI. And he's like, I got to do this for him. He goes in, hits one, hits two. All of a sudden they're like, Deji, 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 beep, Deji, beep. And the kid's like, he's back! It's been 7 years!
Oh my
he's
God.
He's like, what happened? He goes, it was round 40, you fucking gave it your all and you died! But we put you in a coma, it's been a few years. That's my prediction. If I get it,
your prediction's round 4 coma?
Round 4 coma. Round 4 comatose.
Okay. What's it, Jeff?
I'm taking the 10,000.
You have to guess.
You can't do that. You can't do that.
Like, what?
Fight doesn't happen. I take 10.
No, there's a flyer, Jeff.
There's a flyer.
There's a flyer. There's a flyer.
Oh, okay, flyer.
I love Boys Only. God
this
damn.
Is the best.
We are flowing. Okay. But anyways, I am so proud of Deji. I'm proud of him. He lost three fights in a row, then one against Fousey, and now he's fighting the greatest boxer of all time.
If he wins, do you fight Deji on the undercard of Jake and KSI?
Absolutely.
Bro, anything can happen.
Another flip.
That's what I'm trying to say to you. Anything can happen,
bro. If you believe
bro.
It, it can happen.
It's not even if you believe it. This is all so ridiculous,
it's
bro.
So fucking
it's
ridiculous.
Fucking ridiculous. Because, bro, there's so many implications that people don't outwardly understand as they watch this shit happen. There's money, there's clout, there's pull, there's how many views we'll do, how good of a boxer are they, do they get a lucky... There's a million different factors that are not the same as normal boxing, bro.
Jeff, does this fight make money?
This fight make money? For the people that bought it, I don't think so.
But Dubai, I'm sure, is paying a flat fee.
What I've heard. Dubai to Mayweather.
It's all you got
to
hear is Dubai. What? How much? 100 million?
Oh, we do buy it. 100 million is fine.
I want to know the backstory.
Wait, can I do that voice or is it only you that can do it?
How did it happen?
I'm so curious.
Who reached out to who and how did Deji?
Why Deji, right? Why Deji?
Yeah, how did that happen?
Because he was the most talked about. He was the most talked about boxer this year, I think. Because his whole ordeal, bro. The whole thing. Dude, even my dad is like, hey, man, you hit that KSI brother, Deji, man, shit, he's so good now. He's really fighting. You should fight him. And I go, dude, I'm not fighting anybody. Like, that's not my thing. These are other people's YouTube.
I'm more interested in the Jake Silva fight, which we have not spoken about on this podcast yet, which is absolutely insane.
I haven't seen a flyer about it yet.
My brother, yes, you have.
I haven't seen a flyer about it.
Is fighting Anderson Silva, possibly the greatest striker in combat sports history, on October 29th in Phoenix, Arizona. Get your tickets. Jake is literally rewriting boxing history, and it is so cool as his brother to see him fight someone who we looked up to for so long, our entire lives. Anderson Silva was our guy, our hero. We'd buy every single UFC fight he fought at, and we went to a fight in Cleveland, Ohio one time, and Anderson Silva was a special guest appearance. We knew he was going to be in a VIP section taking pictures, and Jake, as like an 11-year-old, started flirting with one of the ring girls. He was a player back then, dude. He lost his virginity at age 13, by the way. Like, he was on his shit early.
Disturbing.
Yep, disturbing is the word. The girl was also 13. His class was one of those classes.
Wow.
Yeah, hand jobs behind the dumpster of the Westlake Porter Public Library at age 10.
Wait, he comes back and tells you, Logan, I just had sex. You're how old?
No. This is separate. I'm just saying he was into girls at an early age where I just was like shy and stuff.
At 13, he says, I just had sex with this girl. Yeah. You're 15.
Yeah. How does a 13-year-old say that?
I was.
You had not had sex.
Highly embarrassed.
How does a 13-year-old say that?
Highly embarrassed?
Highly embarrassed.
What, like, Jake, you can't do that? Or why have I?
Bro, why is my little brother fucked before I have? At the time, it meant a lot to me. But I'm a wholesome young lad, and I still am. Anyways, he was flirting with one of the ring girls, and he convinced her to bring us up on stage and take a picture with Anderson Silva, our hero. We took the picture, and then now, 13 years later, we recreated the picture. It's on my Instagram. But, like, moments like that are so special to me. Like, I live for full circle story arcs like that, and I cannot wait to see what happens because this is a dangerous fight. Anderson Silva is a very good boxer. He beat Julio Cesar Chavez. He beat Victor Ortiz. No, not Victor Ortiz. Tito Ortiz.
Bigger.
Yep. And Vitor Belfort.
Yep.
I think I did some weird
combination
there. But he's not to be taken lightly, even though he's 47 years old.
I'm interested to see how it is as they don't have beef, but they're going to fight.
It's a respect thing. Cool.
I think everybody's still. I want to watch the fight just because.
Of course.
This is. I think this is his toughest opponent.
I'm worried. Yeah. Jake could get clocked.
It could get ended in the first round. He's a great. And his great reach boss. Is different. His talent is different.
He's a southpaw.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
does he have power still?
No.
Yeah. He doesn't have power anymore?
No, but he has timing, technique, accuracy, skill.
Which
he
I plays saw in the Triple G was. Triple G was pound. It was hitting him, right, Canelo, but he just didn't have the power to finish.
You don't have that snap.
But he kind of turned it on, like, late in the rounds and started connecting.
But he connecting, but not finished. So that's what I'm saying. Silva, he can maybe tap Jake a little bit, but maybe he doesn't have the power to actually knock him out. And that's maybe why Jake is like, hey, I'm willing to go in there.
Just so you guys know, I asked Jake how he's feeling. Uber confident.
I believe it.
Very confident.
I believe it.
I'm done doubting Jake. I know he's going to win, but I do believe it's going to be a hard fight.
What's your prediction on that fight? Are you willing to give one?
I think it's going to go all 8 rounds.
Really?
I do.
I do not see that going.
I do. I'm getting flashbacks to Jake Paul, Tyron Woodley won. And it went all 8 rounds, and Tyron is not nearly as good as Anderson.
That's the one that was like the dog fight where he was.
Why would you say that it's going to go the distance? Oh, because Silva's better than Tyron.
Yeah. It's going to be hard.
And he's just a different fighter, like a completely different fighter.
Yeah.
But if Jake lands that one.
That one punch.
He's landed almost every single time.
So he
throws it.
He's knocked out all his opponents. Everything.
We've seen this in the past where Silva will get in there overly confident and fuck it up.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping he goes in and breaks another leg, if you know what I'm saying.
No, he won't. It's too much on the line. Breaks another leg in boxing.
How did that even happen?
No, he's awesome.
Bro, if he knocks out Anderson Silva, that's another one of those moments that I was just talking about with. It's a little bit more believable than Deji beating.
No, but still, what the fuck is
going
on?
That's what I'm trying to say. That's the question I'm trying to ask. Like, what the fuck is happening, dude?
My girlfriend wants to switch from an Apple to an Android.
She's a cheater. Get rid of her. You can't trust her. There's something wrong with her. She just knocked down 2 points in her looks. Has nothing to do with looks, but just when they pull it out and it's like, first of all, you're fucking up the group chat. Your whole vibe is
weird. Not only the group chat. First off, you want to be green? You want to be the green message? Look, I'm sorry. Androids are either for geriatric folk or Europeans. When she said it at first, I didn't take her serious. And then when she keeps harping on it, I'm like, yo, you're actually about this? Can we sit down and have a conversation? Because this is serious. Let me tell you something. There's no AirDrop. There's no FaceTime. You will make the entire group chat green. Do you want to be that person?
She does.
She's insistent. But guess what? She's European, dog.
She's European.
What's the market share? What's the market share again?
It's pretty close.
Isn't it? Globally, it's not.
Globally,
I believe it's like 70% Android, 30% Apple.
And so we're
drastically offending the majority of people out there.
Big
but
time.
Here in America, it's either people handing out candy in vans outside a playground or your 52-year-old intramurals basketball coaching dad that sends these long paragraph green texts. It's just a big bubble of green. But I will say this, best cameras. Supposedly, no.
No. Is that not true?
That's all they say. They go.
It's not true. The interface is so clunky and slow. It's not smooth. It doesn't feel like it's in 2022. Every person that takes a picture with me that comes up to me, hey, can we get a picture? And they have an Android. It takes about 10 seconds longer because the cameras are so clunky. And the flash is weird because it flashes like three times, but there's big gaps in between them. I'm pissed about this.
Since then, I've been texting him and her. Different things that are like come up. They're like, oh, the Android does this or this.
Because we have internally started a campaign to convince her not to do it. Look,
oh, I told her, I, as soon as you guys told me this, I said, yo,
get rid of her.
Get rid of her. Whole thing. Real. She had the thought of doing it. That's weird, bro. Like, don't do that. And also, I know we're here in America, but that's what we do. We judge. We look at and we go, what about you that I not like? And then you pull out an Android. Dog, get away from me.
So a new invite came on update on FaceTime. It says, invite anyone to call. Friends with Android and Windows devices can join FaceTime call if you share a link.
Bro, share a link. I don't want to do that. She loves that it can. There's one that flips.
Yeah.
It collapses.
We'll tell her to close her mouth and move on to a different subject because we're not doing this fucking Android thing.
Here's the different subject. I pissed her off with this as well. This one's bad.
Oh, great.
Hey, you know what I love about you, bro? Is that you know it's bad. You know it's bad and you still do it. You know, like that touching of the fire thing? If you were like a little kid that saw fire, I think you burn your whole body before you find out that fire is no good.
I know.
Okay.
I touched the stove and then I touched the fire. I'm a dumbass. We were at the ranch. You were there. A little getaway in LA. I managed to go up to the ranch. First time I've been there in a couple years. Yeah, this is it's bad.
I told everybody about this.
Yeah. I got to see my dad, who I...
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Haven't seen in a while and reconnected with him. Had some really cool father-son moments. He broke his ribs. I'll get there too. Anyways, we're driving the Razor. Polaris RZR. Off-road, four-wheel dune buggy. I love these things. The two-seaters, though, are a little dangerous. And I say that because pretty much everyone who's ever driven it flips. Except me. Because I'm very good at driving these things. Or so I thought.
So, chases.
No, he tipped chases.
I tipped chases.
He tipped
and,
it over.
And also, that's a Can-Am.
Okay.
Shit brand compared to the Polaris Razor.
Oh, got it.
Polaris is the way to go when you're talking about these 4x4s.
Good to know.
4x4 dune buggies. And so, she comes up to me before we go in it, and she's like, hey, I haven't been in these things a lot. I don't feel super comfortable. Can you please not flip?
It's because she has an Android.
She goes, Logan, so what phone did you want?
By the way. Yeah. So she goes, please don't flip. I said, baby, I'm 27 years old. I've made the mistakes. I've done the showing off. I have precious cargo now. I don't need to prove myself to you. You're safe in my hands. I told you, I am 3 things, baby. A provider, a protector, and a penetrator. And in this case, I will protect you, and if things go right, maybe.
When you
triple
when, stop, stop,
triple
pause.
P.
When you repeat these things on the show, and everyone sits here, and we I'm just shaking my head like this. Do you actually say these things to her?
I was
like,
there. I heard it.
No, stop.
I
George.
Heard.
No, I need to hear from his chapped fucking lips right now. That
Haley,
you,
give me my chapped.
That you actually said to a person, to an actual human, that you are a provider. What was the second one?
Protector.
A protector and a penetrator. Like those words, exited your mouth as oxygen and were absorbed by someone's ear canal.
That's right.
He's just multiple ear canals. I heard it and I was like, that's Logan.
I take pride in what I'm good at. I'm a provider. I'm a protector. I will keep my friends, my family, especially my girl safe. Or so I thought. And yeah, I'm a penetrator, bro. I guess that could also be a provider.
Have you ever heard those people that say, like, those who are about it don't talk about it? Like, now I feel like now I feel like your penetration skills. Now I feel like your penetration skills are probably subpar.
Well, fortunately for you, Mike, you don't have to worry about how good my penetration skills are. But you are my boyfriend, and so maybe you will one day.
Can I give like a 10-second just view of how I saw it? Because my shit was fucking hilarious. Dude, and by the way,
are you going to jump ahead and ruin the ending?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Oh, I thought you... I'm sorry. I was there.
Are you listening?
No, I don't have headphones.
Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Are you talking about the penetration part or the other...
No, he was going to skip to the ending. I know where he was going.
Yeah,
I didn't say it yet, George. I did not say it yet.
I'm so sorry.
Apologize again.
I'm so sorry.
Well, no. That was my fault because I just had to ask that one question.
Listen, sure enough... Not 4 minutes from saying that, we are upside down in the fucking Razor. I flipped the shit. I was going too fast. I tried to go around a turn. I slammed the brakes too hard. I couldn't go straight. And we rolled the Razor. We rolled the Razor. Not flipped, rolled. We rolled the fucking Razor. It was horrifying. And we knew I was going too fast. And I haven't driven it in a while. It had just rained. The roads weren't to be trusted. And I hadn't been there in a while. So the roads had eroded in a way I wasn't familiar with. It was really bad, and it was really my fault. And while we were flipping, I knew just how bad this was going to be because I just told this girl with my whole heart that I would not do the thing that is currently fucking happening. There was so much dirt, okay? We landed. We're upside down. I'm on the – or not upside down. We're on our side. I'm on the side of the ground. My poor girl is suspended, right? Like, we had the full harness on. The roll cages on these things, thank God, are beastly. And so we were relatively okay. But at first, I didn't know that, right? So we flipped, and I put my arm on her like this and tried to, like, hold her in place. But
yeah, by the way, bad time to try to feel her up, bro. Like,
there was music playing. Fucking Post Malone. Post Malone, Rich and Sad was the song that was playing that I almost died to.
Wait, somebody who also just broke all the ribs, you have their song playing. Shout out to Post Malone. I hope
your ribs
feel better because he's been having some trouble after that happened. But wow, what a fucking omen.
Flip the Razor. I look up at the girl. She's distraught, to say the least. And what really broke me... Have you seen Batman?
Which one?
The one with Harvey Dent.
Which one?
Two-Face.
Yeah.
Which one?
Half of her face was just dirt, bro. I didn't even recognize the right half.
Thought he was going to say it was on.
No. At first, I was like, yo, who is that? I'm just kidding. But it was very sad because, again, I had just promised her I wouldn't do this. And here she is, covered in dirt. Suspended, hanging. So I stand up, I lift her up. I'm like, yo, I'm so sorry. And in that moment, I knew why this was such a big deal because, A, I lost her trust. My words, and this is my takeaway, need to hold more weight. If I say something, I need to stick by what I say. What comes out of my mouth is very important to me because you know how particular I am about what I say. And when I say something with that level of absoluteness and has a potential repercussion that is really dangerous, it needs to, I need to take it more serious. I said, babe, I'm 27. I made my mistakes. And then when she was yelling at me, she's like, what, you told me? I go, babe, I'm 27. And then.
Not 30.
And also, you know, like things go right. We have kids. I'm an adventurous guy. I'm going to want to take my kids out in this Razor. This is going to be like a lifelong thing to overcome. Her first experience with me driving anything sort of off-road ended really bad and could have been so much worse.
Were you trying or you just were like, you lost it?
I was not trying to.
They
go
were
hard.
Probably fair. Fucking making out while he was driving.
You can't.
No, stop. Bro, stop. I'm gonna fucking get this out today. This is a private topic, and that's why I'm gonna say it here on Impulse, the world's number one podcast. Okay. Your PDA makes me fucking.
Oh
sick.
God,
PDA makes no, me dude, fucking it's sick, bad. And it I makes others sick to listen to me. I have asked others about this. I am okay with some brief cuddles. That's cute. I am okay with a peck, a kiss, an intimate quick moment. I am even okay with a fucking makeout session, some spit swapping.
One session.
But when you start to infuse the moaning, when you infuse that fucking moaning, oh yeah? That's why when you nodded, the guy who lives with you nodded and pointed at you. All right. When you make out and you do the, homie. You're in my house doing it now. You're on my couch. I'm sitting there by myself watching TV and I hear, and I'm like, dog, but you don't want to be the asshole.
Hold on. Listen, in a roundabout way, that's my fucking house. Okay. So I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want.
Oh, that's not how it works. And you, if you can do that, but you have to start paying the mortgage.
Drink Prime, motherfucker.
No, Drink Prime's not paying me. You can't just say Drink Prime after I say pay me, because you're not. You're not paying me.
Listen, but that's the other thing I wanted to talk about.
How do you make that so noise, though?
Bro,
Mike's a Karen.
No. Before or, we move no, on, I have not. To side with him. Thank because, bro, like, it's like you pretend there isn't 15 people with you in this van, bro. This
it's
is
gross. That. It's gross.
I have to act it out. This is my thing.
You don't have to.
No, dude, you're heavy.
Yeah, get off, Jeff.
Well, first of all,
no, I'm telling you, dude, and the audience is going to ride with this one.
Look, you're right. You're right. Both of you are right. I hear you. Huh. I hated PDA. I hated it. She loves it. And unfortunately, this is one of those things where now I'm sucked in, quite literally. Anyways, we love we,
you, but we
love
don't
want to
be
love.
Sucked in
no,
with
that's
you,
what I'm trying to say, bro. It's not about you or... Or it's not about you or her. Does she have a name at this point? It's not about you. It's about the other people in the room who are just enjoying their day-to-day life and don't want to watch an active pornography it's in the making. Like, I'm not trying to jerk off right now. Dude, I want to eat my salad.
Bro, and imagine you have a girl fuck? With you, and then you're like, am I not doing enough
that's
with her?
That's what happened to me in my life.
Wait, what?
Baby, why don't you do that with me? Why don't you do that with me? What? Fuck you in public? What the fuck? Because I'm a human. I'm not a fucking penetrator. Shut up! Stop fucking!
Oh my god, that's so fucking
fuck!
It's like, there's just so much truth to this.
Bro! She's sitting there, she's like, why don't you do that with me? Don't you love me? We're at Buca di Beppo! Shut the fuck up! I'm eating pasta! Shut up! Why are they fucking in Buca di Beppo?
It's... And he's such a person of like... What does he always say? Know the room?
Read the room,
read the
man.
Room.
Read the room. Read the room.
Read the room.
No one here is even 18. You're fucking. Stop fucking. Read the fucking room.
It's just a Thursday afternoon. Like, what's going
a
on?
Tuesday at 10 a.m.
All right, look. I'll take the note.
I'll take the note. Doesn't do anything.
He ain't gonna take the note.
He just takes it like the flyer with Deji and Mayweather. It's not gonna do anything.
But I will say, Mike is a Karen. Mike's a Karen, and I know that, and I'll piggyback off that because you can see it right now. That right here, right, what you just witnessed,
yeah,
will be caught on camera one day at a grocery store, and Mike will be the Karen.
No,
because
only certain things that are easily recognized by the masses. If someone says, hey, man, you caught me in line, I'd be like, oh, sorry. I walk away from everything.
Let's talk about this because we've been staying at Mike's house, and I love that he has a house, and I love that he's opened his doors to me, but...
He doesn't really want to open them, though.
When you are a host and you say the following sentence, make yourself at home.
I never said that.
Just be fucking careful. Yes, you
I
did.
I said don't
just
come
be
here.
Careful who the you exact say that opposite. To.
I said, please get a hotel were my exact words. All I say to him, I say, bro, this is all I say. I dropped a
Mike's
lot of millions of dollars and then just dropped another $170,000 on furniture. So when I come in the bathroom and he is dumping this hair gel and toothpaste, and it's running down the wall. How do you get hair gel on the ceiling?
Because I spray it and I shake my head.
Disgusting. Bro,
I thought that was an over-exaggeration.
No, it's everywhere.
George, it's horrifying.
You know, how he FaceTimed me one time, literally in his pool, and like a floaty. He goes, dude, I just can't handle this. I go, what happened? He goes, bro, it's just like, you know, it's my house. I go, Mike, look how he handled his house.
No, stop. Like, don't say that. I said that to you. I said it to you too, Jeff. I said, I could never say anything to him because I lived in his home. He gave me everything. He gave me my jump start. He was my Jay-Z to me being Kanye. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's him. So how am I going to tell him that he can't squirt toothpaste on my ceiling?
Everybody else would get the absolute no, sorry, we don't have capacity.
100%. Absolutely.
The door is getting fixed. The alarm is not working. Sure. He picked up everything.
Yeah. No, I had a basket
Let me tell you something. I get the special treatment.
You do.
And I know that, and I weaponize it. I was eating some dinner last night that Mike prepared for me.
I hope you filmed it.
I make them food.
Some rice.
I hope you filmed.
There was rice. Dog.
What in there? Oh.
When I tell you, I was eating at his one of these in the living room, like a little table.
Oh, coffee table.
Yeah, just sitting down eating. Like, I spilled one kernel grain of rice.
Not true.
One. He goes, can you just grab a...
Did you do it on purpose?
No.
Now I'm getting petty. Now I'm getting...
He does. Bro,
it was one grain of rice.
I have the maid come over before he comes. They make his bed all nice. They make his bed all nice. They get food prepared, all that stuff. Then, now he's sitting on the fucking floor on the Restoration Hardware fucking counter, forking the rice into his mouth, dropping it all over the place like...
one grain, like problem, Jeff! What
did I say? Ask him this. What did I say to you?
Hey, Logan, man, make yourself at home.
No. What did I say to you? What did I say to you after you were slopping food on yourself last night? Nothing. I said, I didn't even say anything.
How did you expect that to be my answer to the question? That prompt was way too...
Are you guys dating?
Yes. Wait, hold on. Yes, we are.
Yeah.
This is the thing.
This is my boyfriend. This is what he's talking.
Started the podcast, I went home and I told Belle, I go, dude, they just have this relationship together that I'm like, I never want to be a part of it. And then she goes, wait, why? Those are your best friends. And I go, yeah, but like, you just watch them. And I even told Reed, I go, watch them, bro. Watch the way that they go about each other. But I will admit this in front of everybody. Nobody could change Logan's mind like Mike can.
That's true.
Nobody can.
That's so true.
This is me. Logan's like, no. I'm like, fair enough. No.
I've been advising this kid since 2007.
Look at me now, George.
Since January 2nd, 2018. That's when I took over. Nothing before that. Nothing before that. But listen, let me just end cap this. That house means a lot to me.
It
is my very first house.
It's the manifestation of all your hard work and overcoming
everything.
Things.
All of the, every piece of furniture in it, everything that's in that house is extremely important to me. It means a very lot to me. And so, yes, and more so, I just got in it. Like, yo, you come in a year when their doors are all smashed in. And I...
They'll never be.
It probably won't be.
No, you go to someone else's house, you're a fraction of what you do at your own house. He just loves his house. Here... I watched him. He just like eating the salad and the sauce and like just whatever. His house.
Well, it splashed all over
something
me.
With it. He doesn't. He's reached a level in which he's like, this is my.
That's my space.
Everything.
That's
but
my
you know,
space.
Do you know why it confuses me? Because I'm sitting next to a fucking ex-drug addict who fucks hookers and porn stars. He doesn't fuck hookers, but you get what I'm saying. The guy is a degenerate of sorts. So when I get in his house and he turns into his mom, Robin, this is like, no offense, Robin, but like, your house is way too cold. Your house is way too cold. I don't know why you keep it 62 degrees. That doesn't make any sense.
62?
And your son is the same way.
During the summer? No, that's not true. I don't skimp out on shit like that, but
which
anyways.
One do you like more?
I like Robin more.
The Robin side of Mike.
No,
I like Robin more than Mike.
Red Robin.
Well, listen. Yes, there's
anybody
fucking...
who's at home typing and watching. They, did that,
they just have
my
yum.
Best friend. Yum. If you just said yum by yourself in your inner room by yourself, you're my boy.
Can I ask you something? What? You need a fucking towel, dog?
Well, no, I was just screaming. I was screaming.
He thinks about his house getting messy one time. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I'm poking fun at this, but it's actually not funny. It activates a part of him I've never seen before. I've never seen
it's not that I just, bro, what's the listen word? To me.
Anal. Listen about his house.
We have to change this topic, but listen to me. You are the outlier here, not me. I just bought a $30,000 couch. I bought a BMW, but as a couch, okay? So it's white. So when your dirty ass, sweaty ass sits on it after your training session, it disturbs me a little bit. Is that weird to the audience? Probably not. I assure you, everyone in this audience who owns anything treats it better than you've treated anything you've ever owned in your fucking life. You're the outlier. You dug a hole in your $6 million house, and that's why it sold for $5 million, because you're an idiot. I'm not the idiot. You are. End your story. That's why everyone's nodding in agreement. We pay
no,
for
it's
our
nodding.
Shit. They are.
No, Miller's shaking his head. What the fuck is this?
Shut up. When we pay for our shit as working people, I work my fucking ass off for
you're
everything.
You're a fucking YouTuber.
Fuck
you.
You
do
fuck
YouTube.
You have zero.
Go to a 9-to-5. Go pack boxes at a factory.
You fucking
do a real job, Mike. You don't even work.
You were supposed to be an engineer.
I was a landscaper. I started my own landscaping company.
And now you're
and
a failed
hire
boxer.
People to work.
You have zero wins.
That's the best part. His relationship to money is different than your relationship.
That's the thing.
That's the difference.
You said on this show, money is not real. Those words came out of your mouth. Go buy a fucking chicken sandwich with moan kisses. It's not going to work.
With moan kisses. It is true. It is true. It
money's true. Real. Yeah, I've been on the zero side.
I've become skewed.
Badly. I know what that shit's like.
I've become skewed because I don't always treat things, material objects, with the respect that I probably should, because I know very goddamn well I can fix it within 2 hours, which to me is worth the fun of eating on the floor and sitting on the couch.
Oh,
and I'm a little sweaty.
Okay, listen. When I was in rehab.
Here we fucking go.
How did we always get here? Are you fucking
I've never seen somebody like, how did we get here? How did we, like, dude, how did we get?
I'm sorry. I'm leaning into it. I'm sorry.
Are
I'm
you
sorry.
Done?
You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, anyways, thanks, Nancy, for coming over. I'll see you later. Dude, when I was doing drugs, there was a girl
Are
named
you
Nancy.
Done?
I'm done. I'm done. I'm done.
So back to your crap.
What is your problem today, Logan Paul? You have
fired up.
I can't wait to spend the night with you tonight, buddy.
Fired
You're
up.
Not even going to be allowed.
No moaning kisses.
No, not tonight. She's not here. Thank God. Till Wednesday. No. First of all, I like her more than I like you. But but at least I don't have to hear the fucking moaning kisses. Okay. Can I talk about drugs for a second? Do you mind?
Of course.
Well. George, I'm looking at you specifically.
Yes, no,
By the way, fentanyl, leading cause of death in this country.
Yep.
Number one leading cause of death.
11 kids just died.
Okay,
in school.
Okay. So all the jokes we make about Mike's talking about drugs again. Number one cause of death in this country.
They're jokes.
I know. I'm not saying don't make them.
Very important subject.
But the addiction situation is important. And by the way, I don't fucking talk about it on every show. I talk about it every.
I
every
love
six
it, bro.
Shows.
I think your story is so fucking powerful.
Well, this
but of course we're all gonna make fun of each other
of
for
course.
The thing we are known for and do.
This is an interesting thing. I was in rehab.
Here we go.
Now, I don't even want to tell
it.
Was
this. Day one.
This story. No, now when it does this, I don't even want to tell this.
I'm
story.
So sorry. Bro.
I kept a journal with me.
I don't stop fucking laughing. I'm interested in this. And it's cute. He's pulled the picture up on his phone. It's a spiral notebook.
No, because I made the joke right before I go, it's day one. And it was really hard in here. Thinking like he was journaling. And then he goes, I was journaling. I go, how did nobody catch that?
No, because you're making fun of a process of healing and recovery, and it's unacceptable.
Fair enough. My parents came here from a war of their own country,
I
so I could do that.
You see what you've done?
Good. Make him cry. He made his mother cry. Years and years and years. You know what Robin did? She was robbed of her life because of you. So speak about your fucking journal, Mike. Day one, what's Robin doing? Crying. So I'm so, oh my God, you're actually crying, bro? You can't do that.
He's just
you
sweating from his eyes. The guy is sweating profusely from every orifice
made
in his body.
It real. Fuck you.
I have moved so much on this show today, dude. I can't. And it is, is it not hot? A little bit hot in here.
I'm wearing a long sleeve, bro. I'm dying.
Can we please reel it back in? I'm actually interested in what
Journal one, go, please.
Every day,
I kept a journal. I would go to this meditation room because when you're going through withdrawals, it's not fun. It sucks really bad. And I went to this room every day and I wrote in this journal about regrets. I wrote about past experiences. I wrote about pain that I caused myself and caused others. But I also wrote a bucket list for myself.
Oh, cool.
And I like to look back at it from time to time because it's interesting. And the reason I bring this up on today's show is because I know that we and a lot of people watching this show get very caught up in being unsatisfied with their current trajectory. I haven't done enough. I don't have enough success. I'm not good enough. I'm not moving fast enough. I'm not accomplishing the goals that I need to accomplish. And I get caught up in that same way of speaking to myself. And it is so important to stop from time to time, pump the brakes hard, and look at how far that you've come. And really appreciate where you are right now in comparison to where you were 5, 10, 15 years ago. I wrote this in this journal in 2010. Ski in Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
I remember that was number one.
Go to Six Flags in Massachusetts. These were my bucket list goals. If I do these before I die, I will be satisfied having lived here. Go to Six Flags in Massachusetts.
I mean, it's a great place.
Drive a Porsche. Go to London. Create a diverse portfolio. Write a novel.
Whoa.
Weigh 200 pounds. Still struggling a little bit.
But you did it.
Did it. Have a family. Love my family. Find real friends. Go to an Eagles game in Pennsylvania. Travel to California. Ski Lake Tahoe. Crazy. It's really crazy for me to look back at this and to know that I've checked off pretty much everything on this fucking list.
Besides Six Flags.
Mm. And making a real
sense. So here's the problem. I guess I threw this in to challenge myself. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, what do you want to do? What do you want to
do? Get a master's degree from Columbia University.
Okay, awesome. All right. Can we scratch that one off?
Fuck. That's a problem. Now, I do have an associate's degree. I think I can transfer those credits, get an undergrad, and then transfer to a master's. There's also Meet a Nice Girl on here. Those are the only two that I can't confidently
You've
say
not met a nice girl?
I met Caitlin, Logan's assistant. She's real nice.
Fantastic.
Dylan's, I mean, basically a girl.
A cat girl.
Yeah, mostly. I mean, you're feminine, but the girls like it very much so. Anyways,
it's crazy to hear that list and just think of how low you possibly could be in your life to write those as a bucket list, right? Like where you are in your life, sadly, and then to see where you've come is amazing. It's an unbelievable story.
It's incredible. And a massive congratulations is in order to you, man. You have done it. And I appreciate that segment because you have come such a long way. And it is important to look back and reflect on the good things you're doing. Because a lot of people often find themselves trapped in that hole thinking that progress, you know, hasn't been made. But even this much progress forward is progress. And if you do this much every single day, eventually that's going to add up to miles. And that's what Mike did.
We've been putting together an organization, like a nonprofit, that would help people and looking for a mission statement, and Mike hit one, which was hope. Just giving somebody hope that they can possibly get out of from where they are.
There's it light. Is the There's one light at the end of that tunnel, yeah.
Void in the addict and mental health sufferer's life, and it is the most important void.
And I'm sure that's probably in most people's life if they're just going through a hard time where you're like, hey, you'll get through this. You can get through this. Don't forget that.
And that's been the cushion for me when I start to feel overworked or like I'm not, you know, doing something else that I should be doing or getting the second book out fast enough or getting this done or getting that done, is that the people that I talk to who have gone through or going through what I went through or continue to go through on a daily basis, they look at me and they say, just you continuing to show up every day and us knowing what it took to get to where you are is enough for us. So just keep showing up every day. But the reason I brought this up is for anybody who's watching the show right now, who's thinking that you're not going fast enough, doing enough, take a second to pause and look at how far you've come from where you once were and just breathe that in for a second.
Can I add to that? Because some people maybe haven't made that forward progress, which is a separate conversation, right?
Yep.
But here is your little silver lining. Here's your little light at the end of the tunnel. And here is what I latch onto when I find myself falling short or potentially moving backwards in progress, which I've done before in my career, where it's a
negative,
a what now? Like that was in no way positive, and progressive. You can only go up, right? When you lose and you fail and things are bad, there's one direction to go. And even if you fail again, there's still just one direction to go. And I think it's part of the reason people, as unrelatable as I am, and as skewed as I am in my vision of life because of this weird life that I'm living, I think people relate to the overcoming and the arc that I've had.
Yes.
Because I was at a point where there was only one way to go. You know, if my life had been great and I fought Floyd, like, cool, another cool thing, whatever. But dude, I was down and out, and I came back and did some pretty cool things. And I think that is important for people who maybe haven't been making that forward progress they feel like they're doing. Check yourself, though. Really ask yourself, because I'm sure you've made some forward progress. But if you haven't, there's one direction to go, and it's up.
You took your time. You said that earlier. He said it. Hey, everybody take a moment and like really be thankful for where you are and grateful. You were paused. You took time.
And proud, Jeff.
You looked at it. You learned. Another thing was also a learning lesson from your story with the Polaris was like, I now need to be cognizant of the words that come out of my mouth and I stand by them and they just won't come out because choose your words wisely. So it's, as long as you learn and you continue to learn through it, it's super important. There's so many lessons to be learned.
I apologize profusely for that incident and I will continue for the rest of my life, but you're right. Learning from everything. Be grateful that there's a kernel here for you to take away and put it over the fire, and it's gonna pop into a nice little
popcorn. I just learned something to go, George.
I have this dream that it always fears me, and the only reason I'm bringing this up is because we're talking about deep things.
I swear to God, if you mention Jesus,
I mean, it is everything about me is.
Has here we go. Here we fucking go.
But it's not actually Jesus. It's like one of his foot soldiers, man. It's like an angel.
Which one? I just watched. I just watched. Passion of the Christ.
Really?
Oh my God, it's just a movie of Jesus getting tortured. The whole movie is just Jesus getting tortured.
I mean, that's what happened.
That was bad.
Yeah. Which, by the way, like, I've been reading so much stuff, like, recently. Oh, I'm not going to get into that. That could open up. Don't open up that. I will just talk about it all day. But there's this dream that I have that I had since I was
I respect
kid.
Jesus.
Oh.
I love
that's
Jesus.
That's my hero, bro. He's literally my hero.
I love him.
Was there a dream that you had?
I had a dream.
Yeah.
I can't. I was gonna make a joke, but I was like, nah, it's probably not a good joke.
We know a joke now.
Yeah, I know. But then I was like, he's racist. Like, bro, it was just the first thing that fucking came up. I have a dream that I can't say it without thinking about it now. That I sit down across from an angel. I had this when I was a kid, and I've had it multiple times. And it's always the person that I met that day. And he goes, you brushed him off. And so he shows me a timeline of that person's life that I could have done something with. So I have this fear since I've been in the third grade that when I meet somebody and I don't do enough for them to like blossom, to be a better person, to go in this direction, to know God, to get out of suffering. And that is always, I know we always joke around, but if you guys see the way I act when I'm with people, I really am, and that's why I don't answer my phone. I'm in the moment, bro. I like to be, I know it sounds cheesy, but like, dude, all of us here, if I believe in God, he created you and I'm trying to figure out why. I know it sounds like, not like, why did you create him? Like, legitimately, like, what is your suffering? Who's your loved ones? Like, it's so passionate to me. Like, I love it. And recently, a lady came up to me, trembling, bro, trembling. And I swear to God, I was supposed to tell you, I just forgot until you brought up your book for the 400th time. She came to me trembling in
just,
tears.
Just a random trembling lady?
Trembling, but with four beautiful daughters.
So why were you the one that she just randomly chose to come up to?
She wanted me to tell Mike that if it wasn't for her, she would not be with her children anymore.
It wasn't for him?
For him, sorry. If it wasn't for him, and she started going off, bro, and fuck, I hate watching people cry in my head, but when she was talking about the things that she was dealing with, which I'm not going to open up because that's her thing, but her bringing out what you went through, which we were talking about in Connecticut when we were driving, watching this woman break down in front of me and her children are breaking down in front of me, all because of something you put on a piece of paper, bro. I really wish you could see my whole body right now, bro, because that is something that you could die today, bro. You've done it. You've changed multiple people's lives for the better. And I swear to God, I wish I would have been smart to record it or send it to you, because I know you love this and you do spend time with them and you really focus. But bro, for her to look at me and be like, these are my children that I got taken from. I got taken from.
Yep.
And because I brought his book into my life, they were welcome back into my life. And when she said that and started breaking down, bro, I didn't even know what to say to her in the moment. I just gave her a hug.
That's a lot, yeah.
And so I'm very proud of you, bro. I really am.
Thank you, bro.
Can I?
Yeah, it's been that's happened to me multiple times with people, and it's hard for me to even stomach having that level of impact on a life. It's
a lot of weight.
Yeah, it's a lot. It is. It's a lot of weight reverse side. You know what I'm saying? And then it forces that question more and more to me. Like, you're not doing enough. You're not doing enough. You're not doing enough. You're not doing enough.
Because you've seen what you can do, and you wonder if you could. More. Yeah, because even just hearing this, I'm. You know, I'm looking at my life. I'm like, yo, I've done some cool things, but like, what has my impact been? Like, he made a book that really changed lives in a really impactful way, and that's cool. What's the measure of impact? I want to leave this earth making a big impact.
Fuck yeah.
Can I read some fun things from my bucket list?
Fuck yeah. That's why
you brought yours up. Yeah. Bucket lists are fun. I'm just gonna read a couple of the ones that I haven't done yet.
George, you have one?
I was just to be on Impulsive, and I got it. So I think.
Nice. Okay. Hit someone in the face with a frying pan. I don't know. I think that would be so
cool. Watching Tom and Jerry.
Yeah. Dude. Imagine. I don't know what circumstance.
When did you write this?
It was six.
When did you write this?
Find a pearl.
Find a pearl.
Ride an ostrich. Go to space.
When did you write this?
Sink a boat. Fight an adolescent big cat. Like if I'm jogging to the ranch and like a little mountain lion, like
you wrestled a bear,
not an adolescent big cat. Yeah. Sail to the Galapagos.
If
take with Evan and go to Cracker Barrel.
You did that.
You can't. That one's can't tell me that one's not fucking off. Sick. That one's fantastic. skydive into the ranch with my boys.
That sounds dope.
Jump up.
Not doing
the,
it.
The WrestleMania one.
I am not jumping out of.
No, I swear to God.
That was real. That was there before.
Yep.
Jump off the top rope at WrestleMania. Yeah. Is on the list. If there is a network watching the show right now, Netflix, whatever, and they're not actively thinking of an episodic series following Logan Paul as he attempts to finish his bucket list, you're a moron. That would be one of the greatest watches ever.
Don't ever come to me asking to jump off of a plane, because I heard with my boys, we're not boys. I'm not coming out of a plane, bro.
It's the how most do
we that's not even Middle Eastern. Like we usually stay on the plane.
Oh, here we fucking. Yeah. Here we go.
All right, so we're in the back of an Uber. I'm not gonna tell you what state it is because I don't even remember. Oh, it's New York. It's New York. It's me, Logan, his girlfriend. We're gonna say his girlfriend's name's Nicole. And the whole time I'm in the back seat and I go, Nicole, and we're just dying of laughter. And I keep doing this weird thing in my voice. Now, here's the reason. I don't know why. No idea why I'm doing this. But we get to our destination, and our Uber driver turns around with this thing. He goes, all right, guys. And I was in such disbelief that for 15 minutes, I was like,
fucking
get a trach.
He had that thing in his neck.
Trach.
Bro.
Yo.
This was
a very low moment.
I just
doctor says I need a tracheotomy.
Now there's a poll. There's a poll right here. What did George do? Did he immediately apologize? Did he bring up Jesus? Did he jump out of the car? Actually, it was D. I just started. I got so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I just busted out laughing, and I couldn't stop because I was like, "Bro, I'm sorry. I didn't do that to him, but also I didn't know."
Right.
How fucking funny is that? That for 15 minutes I'm doing that, and he turns around with the fucking.
Well, it's not funny.
Fucking
but it's
hilarious.
No,
bro.
It's just you can't say now that it's funny. Yeah. You can laugh at it because it's a natural reaction.
Like,
yes.
It's like, I just was doing that at a random.
Nah, listen.
No, it's not funny, George. Not funny, what the fuck? You know it's not funny.
Fucking hilarious. His situation is not hilarious. The circumstance of that happening
was
fucking hilarious.
Yes, that makes
guys,
sense,
I'm not going to fucking speak in code. So the guy's like, what did he say? That was fucking. Fuck you, dude. If you took that and listened to it and
here
been like, wow, he's an asshole. Bro, I just can't.
Well, you can't say that. You making the voice about.
You have to choose.
It just doesn't sound like something Jesus himself
would say. Yeah, he would never.
No, but he would turn to me and be like, you're forgiven. Don't do it again. And I wouldn't. I wouldn't do it again unless it happened again and I didn't know about it.
Boom. You just
another quick thing. Well, it might not be quick because this is a great one. I had one encouraging note to the viewers earlier to stop and pause and look inward at your progress. here's a cool place to do it. This past weekend, I spent in Yosemite. Wow. What a beautiful place.
Prettiest place the United States has.
Wow, dude. And as a Los Angeles.
Los Angelino.
As a Los. Kevin.
Los Evangelist.
You're an Angelino.
As an Angelino, we, I think, are sometimes deterred from the journey to Yosemite. Oh, it's so far. 4.5 hours into Yosemite Valley.
You're the one that said, oh, it's
yeah, maybe. Far. But a lot of people say that. I spent. Now, here's the issue. I think camping is a lost art. I think people have moved away from camping. When I tell you this was one of the greatest experiences, buying all the gear, going up there, setting it up, and having a true camping experience, it was amazing. And this right now is a recipe for my content. Right. Bring one of your friends, get some hot girls, go to a
Mike's spot. Happy he got the fuck in the tent. That's why he liked the trip. And he got to eat a couple hot dogs and burgers.
I pitched a tent in the tent, huh? First time?
How can I turn this back into a sob story so you guys join my side again?
Oh,
no, but no.
It was just there when I realized in my book, it's pitching a tent in a tent was there. And so I did it.
No, but what I was going to say was I got to hike up Yosemite Falls. Yeah. Which was fucking awesome. You know I'm in love with Lazy River. Does anyone care about any of this right now?
Not even a single.
Not a little bit, but I did want to know if you went caving.
No, so I climbed up Yosemite Falls to the midway level where they have a glacial pond where the glacial water has melted off this glacier. I'm going to say it again. Down a waterfall into a pond.
Of glacier
water.
And then Fluffy, the comedian. He's like, come in, it's done.
Well, you have to hike
you
up.
I think most of the water comes from on a
well,
mountain.
Well, if it's glacial water, it's got to be from a glacier. So hiked up all these rocks and got to swim in this glacial pond of 45 degree water. And that was the moment when I was truly happy on this trip. And it reset me completely. I was in nature. My phone had no service. I was, El Capitan was to my right. Fucking, I was at Yosemite Falls swimming, surrounded by beautiful women. That part, you know, maybe the great. It did this swimming thing and I was relaxed. Now here's the problem. I brought Jeff Wittick with me. Jeff Wittick loves pranks. He loves pranks. And not only does he love pranks, but he loves pranking me. Because pranking me is good because I am, and I learned today on the show, a fucking Karen. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Yes!
It took me a little while to really realize. Yes! And by the way, screw you, Mom. It's your fucking
It is. Fault. I see Robin in him. Is. I see Robin like activating in
yep.
him.
Yep.
What do you do? What do you do to
you're 100%, you? You're 100% right. I'm a Karen. I am, Mom. I'm mad. So I got into this mindset of outdoorness and one with self and looking inward. And everyone else kind of got into that mindset. We're out. We're camping. We're grilling hot dogs. People are taking mushrooms. People are doing psychoactives. They're smoking weed, whatever people do, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I love how you turned so mobster when the drugs got involved.
Well, listen, the last thing anyone on mushrooms wants to see in the pitch black camping zone of Yosemite where there's no service, no lights, and no people for thousands of miles is a gorilla running out of the woods holding a Ouija board.
What?
Like, bro, whoa. bro, whoa. Yes. Whoa. Yes, bro. Okay.
Whoa.
Why the fuck? Okay, so the girls I'm with, who I am the protector, yeah. the protector and the provider for, okay, are now not having a great trip. What we call this is a vibe buzz killer. You do not bring a Ouija board around people on mushrooms or acid. Certain Ooh. People have a very serious, visceral reaction to Ouija.
Yeah, yeah.
Very serious. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So all of a sudden.
Hey, that's just so funny that a girl, like, ooh, oh, who's here?
So you know, the girls get in the car. They lock the doors. They're sitting in the car. I go back over to the campsite to yell at at Jeff. Like, bro, come on. A fucking Ouija board. They're fucking shroomed out of their fucking minds right now. His boy starts hoisting up a Pentecostal star into the trees. Now there's a, he's like, man, I'm not, and this is Jeff. I'm not doing any of it. Oh, what can I say? Sometimes spooky stuff happens. That's what I go, bro, people are on mushrooms. Oh. He's got a, then all of a sudden, 2 seconds later, a fucking, a snake gets, he had a snake on a string.
On a string, yeah.
A
yeah.
fake snake. Slithers through the fucking. I go, Jeff, stop, bro. You're stressing me out.
How many people did he have in this production?
Yeah, it's a big. This is a big prank.
Jeff Wittick has the largest production crew out of anyone. He, bro, he's probably got 15 employees.
His expenses sheet is
ridiculous. Yeah, he's been in the red since like 2018, dude. He just every dollar he makes, he coughs into props and better equipment.
I love it.
But needless to say, his goal was to ruin my piece this weekend. And he succeeded, bro.
You.
Dude, look at his eyebrow. Look at his eyebrow.
Are you done?
Who's going to break first? Are you done? What were you going to say, buddy?
Are you done? You go, yeah, I just want to know if you went caving in Yosemite.
Oh.
Well, the glaciers and the glazing and the glazel.
No, I this was on my thing. I want to talk about this. I've been seeing caving videos.
Horrifying.
Why would anyone do that? Dude, know these. Dude.
Shut. The thing shuts.
No.
No.
People will insert themselves in the tiniest crevice, a crack in a cave with a camera, and they have to breathe a certain way so their chest doesn't expand to very narrowly shift their body through these caves. It is the most painful thing for me to watch these people do this.
I can't even watch it, let alone
or think about it.
Wild. Of everything I've seen like humans do, I think this one makes me cringe the most.
And hands down.
I saw a TikTok down. Video, dude.
Oh, is it the dude that's like...
Yeah, I mean, they're all like that. I also love the parody TikToks. There'll be the guy like in between a couple pillows and he'll be like, I just ripped my nipples off. I'm currently naked and I have no penis. Like, because you know, you're shredding your body and you bring this little rock with you to chip away the other rocks so you can like fit through the crack. I saw this TikTok video that this one guy died a certain way during caving.
Oh.
He was caving, as previously stated. And he went down in a little ravine, a little rut. Where there was no turnaround.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I don't
know.
So
he went head first into this little rut at the end of this cave and got stuck because he could not turn himself around.
Suffocate.
Dude, I don't know.
No,
he
was left there. He was left there alone.
What the fuck?
That's called real meditation. That's when you need meditation.
Bro, dude, I'm not sure there's like a worse way to die. Like upside down, head down at like a 45 degree angle, stuck in a cave, you cannot move. How do you die?
But also,
is it exhaustion? Is it suffocation? He just never came back. And actually, I made that up.
No recovery.
Oh, this whole story's fake?
No. The story's real. The story's real. And by the way, this is one of many. This is why caving horrifies me. I want to talk about it.
But why would you, okay, you know that thing of like the whole natural selection? Like, I don't know, man. Like, you, like, listen, there's a lot of things. Like, you want to dive under, to go to some beautiful thing. But, bro, to crawl through that little crevice.
For what?
What are you doing?
For what?
What are you doing?
But they answer this question because they get asked this question, right? The cavers. Cavers?
Yep.
Cavemen. They go, the cavemen and women, they say, you know, a lot of people ask us why we do this. And it's, you know, it's what we do. It's the same reason that you get out of bed in the morning and do your thing.
Well, say it exactly how they say it. Pan the camera. Well, why do you guys do caving? Well, if you like to be stuck in a tight position, this is the best place for you. Bro, no, we can't justify this. Why? Because some kid's going to be like, you're right. I want to do this. I have no purpose in my life. Let me stick myself in a little. Why are you doing that?
For what?
For what? Nothing to gain from
it. As they say in Mexico or other Spanish-speaking nations, porque.
Porque.
Porque. If they had a gun to my mom's head, they're like, you're going to go caving. I'm like, she lived long enough. She saw what I've done. See, like, oh, they're like, okay, that's a lot.
You're dark, dude. You're dark.
Edgy George.
Jesus did not know
edgy
you were
George.
This dark, dude.
They're like, all right, that's a little enough. Okay, you have to watch that guy. I was like, nah, I still don't even want to do it. I don't want to watch him do it because then it's just uncomfortable. What if he gets stuck? I don't want to do it. I've realized that I have been edgy lately, but you guys said you like edgy.
Probably, I feel
like
you're probably the drinking.
I feel like you're doing it because you know it's like a victory.
Are you getting a? Is it because you're getting a reaction or is it?
Yeah, I feel, bro, you're not because you're not edgy, George. I know you.
Hold on. First of all, we both know I've done stuff in the past.
That's true. We had a.
Oh.
Neighbor Susie? Are you? No wonder she likes
Susie. She was always talking to me. I thought she wanted the fuck. She was always like, what are you doing today? And I was like, I don't know, Susie. What are you doing today?
No wonder she likes you guys better than me, bro.
No, not Susie.
Poor Susie. This girl.
This is when I first moved to LA, my first apartment. This was 7, 8 years ago.
You know what Dylan just did?
Dylan, what did he do?
He did this. Nope, don't look at him for a sec. I told the joke about neighbor Susie. He felt an energy spike, and he went like this. Like this, and it was basically the equivalent of this. Except, Dylan, here's the thing. This is boys only.
Oh, we're going,
He's
Dylan.
Go. You can't do you, it. What?
No, you did not give a timeout, son.
I'm just saying that because you brought it back to the early.
You like that tile.
He likes it. He's a good producer.
Imagine if he had no hands. How would he talk?
How would you talk?
How would you talk?
How would you talk? He turned into Superman. See that one? He went like this. Good. He went like this just now. He went like this. I shit you not. He went. Where are you going? Fucking Xenon?
Dude, I don't know.
I've known him for a long time.
Has he always been like this?
He's always been like this.
That's fantastic.
Do you know he also is the producer of other like award-winning programs?
Yes. Jake Paul's famous BS with Jake Paul.
Yep.
The Eli Manning show.
Can I say the one you messaged me about, or is that like
how come Eli Manning hasn't been on our show?
Oh, that was just reached out. He talks like, he'll like hit me up and be like, hey man, Michael Jordan reached out to me today. Do you think that you can get so, like, who are you talking to, bro? And why are they not coming on the
Everybody.
Show?
And what does
like,
Michael Jordan like, want to do with Mike?
Like, bro, no, not to me. No. He's probably asking about Lana or you.
No, he wasn't.
The only reason anybody talks to
Michael Jordan's going to fuck.
Alana Rhodes,
that's weird. Yo.
Pass.
Why don't you get those people on the show? Like Bill Maher, for example. Well,
Bill Maher?
That would be fire, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, Logan fucked it up. What a surprise. What a fucking surprise.
Yeah.
Did he?
Well, I'm having bad deja vu.
Seems like right now would be a good time to apologize for whatever you did.
Sorry, Bill Maher, the science guy.
That's Bill Nye.
Bill.
Wait. Hold on. What did you do to Bill Maher?
Dead serious. That's why there is no episode.
Bro, first of all, he's canceled on that one.
Do you know Bill Nye is my dream guest?
I know.
Not shitting you.
We're getting him.
He's my dream guest. I love him. Bill Nye, I love you.
We're getting Nye.
What?
We're getting Nye, but not Maher.
Who's actually your dream guest? Like,
hey, man. Did you hear what the fuck I just said?
Dead or alive.
I think he's sticking with his answer.
Bill Nye, dead or alive. I don't care. As you know, never mind.
Wait.
Guys, why do we have guests? That's what I want to know. Why do we have guests? Low key, fuck the guest shows. I don't even want to show up. There's enough people here. Just bring me for the bogeys only and I'll show up.
They're fun. I love these episodes.
Fuck, I love these shows. So, you know, my best friend, his name's Kaveh, came up to me and goes, dude, don't do guest shows. I go, why? He goes, they suck compared to your boys only. Your boys only, you guys are fucking fierce. 100%.
We should be doing two of these a month. We should be doing two guests, two boys only.
Good cadence is boys only, guest,
boys only.
Why do you say that?
Boys only.
Why do you say that? So
boys only, guest, boys only, boys only, guest, boys only.
So
no.
Technically, dude,
that's what he just said.
You guys fuck, bro. You guys fuck. Nobody, me and my girlfriend don't even have this type of bond, bro. You guys fuck, okay? I will say it out loud. You guys fuck. I just want to know who's top, who's bottom. Tell me right now.
Provider.
Protector.
Protector. Penetrator.
Not happening.
Ah!
Let me explain something really quick.
Yeah.
Everywhere you look, there's an example of a duo. Pippen, Jordan, Peyton, Kemp, Kanye, Jay.
You can't even say our name,
bro.
This. Don't even.
Dude, don't.
George, Jesus.
George,
yes, that works.
Jesus, Dylan.
Hands.
Bill Maher.
There's always a dude.
Dylan Hands. That's so many layers to it, bro. That's so many layers to it. Oh my God.
Oh, this is great.
Oh, shit.
Shit. Can you show Dylan?
Oh, God almighty, bro.
Bro, he would make the best guy to land a plane, bro.
100%.
Even the fucking terrorists are like, wait, why do we listen to him? He seems like he has a good idea. He's like, come land it here.
Yeah, I want to get Nate Diaz on the show. Who else?
We saw him.
We can make that happen.
No. Sorry. It's gonna happen.
All right.
I don't know
fucking
why.
Problems,
I don't know why I brought it up so fervently.
I got something. The Bachelorette.
Hit it, Fergie. And I'm going around, always looking at me up and down, looking at my. All right. Sorry.
Is that how I moan when I kiss my girl?
No, it's like ready. It's like this.
You know, you're in love, bro.
And then there's just me like sweeping the floor in the background, all the fucking shit you dropped on it.
The one grain of rice. Listen, I've been watching The Bachelorette, and I've been doing so because it's, as previously stated, I now have a girlfriend. That's an obligation. If you're a boyfriend and your girlfriend watches The Bachelorette, you watch The Bachelorette.
Common Logan L.
You're right.
Like, bro.
Right.
What the fuck? Put your foot down and turn on SportsCenter. Like, this, a fucking.
No.
You know you watch.
This is why.
Oh my God, he watches it too?
Growing up, my dad would sit us down and we would all watch The Bachelor and Bachelorette as a family.
There's no fucking way.
I swear to God, my dad loved it.
At the couch. And he'd be like, I can't believe he gave the roast to her.
I swear to God, bro.
Don't believe it. You'll never force me to believe that. If I believe that, I believe you are the family from Hills Have Eyes. I do not believe.
I swear.
That your fucking chainsaw wielding knife. Knife in hand wielding meat eater of a father could watch a shit program.
How dare you? I am a proud member of Bachelor Nation.
Listen to me.
And you will not offend us like that.
Take that hour and fucking culture yourself.
Hey, GP.
Watch a fucking movie.
It's 2 hours, brother.
2 hours.
Hey, GP.
Shut up. Oh,
you on with him? Look.
Did you watch The Bachelor? Like, just at any fucking point in your life.
No.
Did you ever sit down and tell your boys, hey, come, let's gather around the couch and the TV and watch The Bachelor?
Dude, if you weren't watching The Bachelor, you were wrong.
Yes! I told you we love it. We love The Bachelor. In Ohio, we love it.
There's no fucking
swear, he
way.
Loved it.
What are you, fucking chopping wood and watching who's handing who a rose? What's going on?
Dude, bro, listen. When you want to slay tail in Ohio, you tell chicks you're watching The Bachelor. They fucking love it.
Oh, there's a strategy. It was strategic.
Okay, now I get it. We're going to call you right back after this segment, but I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to tell you like a man. I'm going to talk shit about you when I hang up.
Ask him how his ribs are, though.
How's your ribs, bro?
Broken ribs.
Oh, dude, they're okay now. I'm back. I'm moving, and I'm doing it.
Did you hit your head? What happened?
I'll explain. Dad, I'll call you later. I love you.
Broke my back.
I saw that.
Spinal.
That was after I left?
No, we were fucking around. I told you, me and my dad had a good time together, and we were getting a little rough, and we were drunk, and he was doing like WWE moves on me, and he did one where he like jumped up high and like went for an elbow, but landed on the arm of the couch. Like his ribs just hit the arm of the couch, and he broke his shit.
Wait, did you go to the hospital right away, or was you like, I'll just go to sleep tonight?
Let me ask you one fucking thing.
Yeah.
Do you think Greg Paul ever goes to the hospital unless he's dying from a widowmaker?
He watches The Bachelor. Okay, so yes. I think he went to urgent care at this point.
He's giggling.
What's that shit?
All right, listen, I'm gonna call you back. I got to dive into this Bachelor talk because it's important. Thanks. Bye.
It just, first of all, I still don't believe it, whether or not he said that.
You thought that was a defense?
And by the way, the fact that he said it and gave the reason why he made you guys watch it makes more sense to me. Of course, yeah, you find a girl.
Brother, I'm telling you, he loved the show.
Listen to me. If you were some sort of movie buff, like me and Jeff, we talk about it all the time. If you grew up where we grew up at the time we grew up, Jay, keep it to yourself, George, 1940s, we get it, George.
Why didn't you say anything,
Just
bro?
Relax. and you hadn't seen the fucking dope movie, and somebody said a line from Pulp Fiction, you were like, what movie is that from? They would say, get him the fuck out. That kid's a pussy, or I won't say the real word they were using at that point. But get him the fuck out, okay? He ain't one of us.
It wasn't possible.
If you didn't know the Biggie song, if you didn't know Pulp Fiction, you hadn't seen Heat, you hadn't seen all these fucking movies, Goodfellas, all these cultural heavyweights.
Why you got to talk on my program?
Right, the reason is, it would be one thing if you had seen it all, you had heard every fucking album, you were up to date on the importance of the culture, but your ass ain't. So the fact that you're sitting there consuming that bullshit, moan kissing that girl,
No, that was culture.
I feel that.
What was the Bachelor and Bachelorette
don't
part
you
of it.
Fucking dare.
My parents were watching it.
Jeff, your parents were watching The Bachelor?
I wasn't.
They were at Woodstock.
I
know exactly what you guys are talking about. Like when you, like when I go up to somebody and I'm like, yo, that episode of Hannah Montana where like her identity was almost revealed. And they're like, who's Hannah Montana? I'm like, get him out.
Here.
Look,
it makes life fun.
I do like the show. We watched it, and I gotta say, I almost can't believe it's a real show. It's so entertaining, and especially as a production guy, like I wish y'all could see what I see right now, like with the lights and the cameras. Like when Bachelor shoots, you sometimes catch a cameraman, like you know, in the scene, but it is a full on, very big production. These people are falling in love, which I don't know if they do or don't, or try to convince themselves they do, but on camera in front of an entire crew of people, it's fascinating to me. And at the finale, this was fucked up. The guy who married the one girl, his name is Tino. I want to say the girl's name is Rachel. If not, I'm just going to call her Rachel, the blonde girl. Rachel and Tino got engaged. He ended up cheating on her. And so he kissed another girl. He wasn't sure about the marriage, whatever.
That night.
No. This was like after the show ended, right? And so now we're on the finale. It's live. It is a live show. And, you know, they had broken up. And the host is like, you know, Tino's here. If you want a chance to speak to him. And the whole Bachelor Nation is like, finally, we're going to get to hear them hash it out live on camera. So the guy, Tino, comes and he's trying to explain himself. And like one of them is lying about something. Like I couldn't keep up with it or like figure out who the fuck was lying. But I do feel bad. And they brought out the other guy that was in contention that lost instead of Tino, that almost won. The guy that she was like really head over heels in love with. She thought he was too young. So they brought him out after this guy, Tino, was just, you know, vulnerable and admitted to cheating. And he asked Rachel on a date in front of Tino, in front of America. And he's like, you want to get out of here like now? And she's like, yeah.
Shut up! Shut the fuck up! What are you fucking talking about?
Easy, Mike. Mike, this is not our house. This is not our place.
Fucking pussy! What are you saying? Tino asked Rachel.
I know, but I and know, but
because Tino didn't like Johnny. Shut the fuck up,
Mike. You can't do that.
You know what's fucked up is he got me sucked in. I was like,
Mike, you're gonna.
No, because it's important. It's important.
It's unplugged.
You see what you've done? No.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
No, because what they did to Tino was wrong. Right, it was wrong. He was sitting there in front of America, fucking embarrassed, with no wife, and the guy he was competing against just took his ex-fiance. And we saw it all live. I felt so bad for him, and the Bachelor Nation was upset. They go, I don't know what I just watched. The tweets were like, but that was fucked up. And the host, Jesse Palmer, just...
All right, thanks for watching today's Boys Only. If you guys want to watch more of these, hit subscribe and come join us because we're going to do guests, boys, guests, boys.
Yo, why take me 10 seconds to realize I could just plug it back? Yeah. Suck my fucking dick.
All right, love you guys. See you later. Bye-bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.